Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, it looks like country of origin labeling has found some new life back in Washington, D.C. That's because 27 freshman House Democrats have sent a letter to Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer urging the resurrection of cool requirements as part of the new U.S., Mexico, and Canada agreement. Those 27 House members say a vote on USMCA shouldn't occur until the White House also includes stronger enforcement provisions on labor as well as environment in the trade agreement. But despite the newfound cool support, analysts are calling the country of origin labeling resurrection a long shot. Now, the letter from those congressional members says Mexico and Canada already have used trade rules to undermine the food labeling that America's farmers and ranchers support and the transparency that consumers demand. A final NAFTA package, they say, must restore cool, passed by Congress and affirmed by U.S. courts. Now, among America's groups pushing for reinstatement of cool regulations are the National Farmers Union, RCAF, and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, while those opposing cool include the NCBA, the National Pork Producers Council, and the North American Meat Institute. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.